So as far as the organization, you know, the most important part is helping our people every month, and we're still doing that. We've obviously, we started going to conference calls, and then we started going to the Zoom app, and we've got most of our board members on the screen. We got a couple that still just call in.
Fair enough.
But it's pretty neat to see the level of commitment that, you know, everyone is coming to the meetings, and the volunteers are in the loop. And, you know, we've had to make a couple of sad announcements. We just canceled our, a couple weeks ago now, we announced that we were canceling our golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our second largest fundraiser we have at North Conway Country Club and Hales location. Always a fun day. People have been sponsoring and coming to play, you know, for years and years and years. So that was a sad thing to do, you know, like everything you read in the paper now, canceled. What isn't canceled, right?
Yeah, no, it definitely is a sign of the times. It's a decision that has to be made. And of course, all of these, as you mentioned, all the foundations are going through this type of, what do we do now when it comes to canceling the events and maybe perhaps coming up with alternatives? And you guys have actually been pretty creative with that. You guys usually have a scavenger hunt right around this time of year with over at Bagels Plus, and you're still doing some type of fundraiser with them, a 12-hour fundraiser where people, it's happening this Friday, people are going to be able to stop by from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and 100% of the sales is going to be donated to Jen's Friends. That's outstanding.
Well, Bagels Plus has been a wonderful partner for many years now, and, you know, like a lot of the community spirit around all the charities, and especially Jen's Friends, they came to us with this idea.
Wow.
And, you know, once everyone realized, okay, we can't do the scavenger hunt, they came to us and said, we want to do this. We want to do this for you guys. And, you know, how does that sound? So we, you know, responded with open arms, open distant arms.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that is fantastic. And that is, again, happening this coming Friday, May 22nd, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 12 hours. You stop by Bagels Plus, you make your purchase, and that money will go directly to Jen's Friends. You can learn about that and follow Jen's Friends on social media as well. And that comes to a couple other big events that you have coming up. I know that there was the Climb Against Cancer, which is, I think, happens pretty much in the fall, right, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's a couple others that are always in the works, and I'm assuming those are up in the air right now.
Well, have a special announcement here to
announce
with you folks. We have made the decision to take the 23rd annual Jen's Friends Climb Against Cancer to a virtual event.
Awesome. Very good. Okay, very cool. So explain that a little bit, Eric, just in case we're not sure what that means.
Well, we are still in the works. We have a hill climb committee, which consists of a lot of board members, but also a lot of our volunteers. We've had quite a few Zoom meetings with the Cranmore people, and they have really stepped up. And we you know, had our first meeting a couple weeks ago. Here are the ideas, and they would talk with their corporate folks, and basically came back, yes, we can do this, we can make something work. So we're still working out the details. But huge shout out to Cranmore with wanting to work with us in some sort of fashion. So there'll be definitely more news soon on the details, but I'm very pleased to let everybody know that's the plan.
No, that's fantastic news, and we'll be sure to have you guys back on to explain that in further detail once that all gets announced and you guys get that all squared away. But you heard it here first. The Climb Against Cancer will turn virtual, and I will be still continuing to raise money for Jen's Friends. That is outstanding news. We also learned, too, I wanted to mention right off the top of my head, is Carol Hansen Art. They're doing a small token of their appreciation for Jen's Friends. They're selling masks. Masks is a big thing right now, and every time you purchase a mask from Carol Hansen Art, 20% of the proceeds go to Jen's Friends. And there's all types of great local businesses out there that are doing great things for Jen's Friends. I know Fields of Ambrosia is always working on something over with Deb and the White Mountain Independents, as you mentioned, the Valley Originals. That must mean a lot to you guys.
It truly is amazing. You know, our long-term partnerships combined with, we'll get a phone call or an email from a person in the community, or you know, we all think in these small towns we know everybody, right? But once someone will send an email or leave a phone message, hey, this is so and so, and I want to do this, and bada bada bar, and you know, oh wow,
yeah.
Andy's Ski Shop up in Bartlett this past winter sold hats, and every once in a while we would get a check.
Wow.
And the checks would start getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and wow, just from selling ski hats. And the masks, you know, with Carol Hansen, a check has already showed up. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful what the fact that they think of us,
mm-hmm.
and then just follow through for months and months and months. So it's, you know, you've said it a couple times, the community is just unbelievable.
It's very cool, actually. I think you brought up a good point of, you know, it is a small town, and there is that feeling that everybody knows everybody, and then somebody comes along. And I think it's because there's always inspiration happening. Somebody hears about something else, and they say, what can I do? And then they make it happen, and this community supports them. It's great.
Yeah, oh, it's or they'll be like, oh, I got this idea, and then they reach out to one of their friends, and oh, this guy can do this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's very, very cool. If somebody is being inspired right now, Eric, what's the best way that they can reach out to you, whether that is in form of a donation or an idea or whatever the case may be? What's the best way they can reach out?
Jensfriends.org is perfect. They can go right there and find a lot of information, and eventually one of our board members will get a phone message or an email. So, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Oh, no problem at all. We've had a great time talking with you, and we just wanted to get the word out there about Jen's Friends. We're happy to hear about the Climb Against Cancer and, of course, the big event happening this Friday over at Bagels Plus. And a great way to reach out to Jen's Friends as well is social media. That's how I reached out to you guys to get you for this interview. So it worked out swimmingly, right?
Yes. Jen's Friends is on Facebook, and so thank you for that.
No problem at all. Do you have any final words before we end this interview here?
I guess my final words would be, you know, we are so lucky to all be here together in this time of crisis, and thank you to all that have helped Jen's Friends in the past, and everything that's going on right now, it's just awesome. So thank you so much, everybody.
Yes, and thank you, Eric, for all that you do. And, of course, your team, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and stay safe.
Stay safe. Thanks again.
No problem. That's Eric Chandler, president of Jen's Friends Cancer Foundation. Please remember to check them out at jensfriends.org, and you can follow Jen's Friends on social media for all the latest updates. And don't forget to stop by Bagels Plus this Friday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., where 100% of the proceeds will go to Jen's Friends. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program, Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. And I'd like to remind you to check out all of our previous episodes of this show at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.